podcast in the world.
Full Metal Socket is the very best podcast in the whole wide world. Let's start the show.
Hello and welcome to Full Metal Slacket, the official podcast for the bracket-style tournaments about movie and TV-related topics, hosted by the Slack community of the Filmcast podcast. This is our penultimate episode of the Best Action Movie Slacket season, and this time my usual co-host Paula is taking the episode off, but I am joined by first-time guest and podcast expert extraordinaire Tim. Welcome.
Wow, you're really overselling me there, Patrick. It's great to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you. I mean, don't fact check me on this, but I believe you might be the first non-ECE guest we have on this podcast.
Wow, what an honor.
After six seasons or
so. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I feel both honored and unqualified.
Don't worry, nobody here has any qualifications. I wanted to have you as a guest on in this season because I feel like you have been a fan of action movies for a long time and you regularly post reviews, so I thought it would be nice to have your opinions and input. And also, I have been tasked by Paola, because she isn't here, to grill you for your predictions that you made in the circuit.
Yes.
So prepare to defend yourself. But first, before we get to any of that, have you watched any action movies recently or in preparation for this circuit?
Not in preparation for the circuit, although I did just happen to rewatch the original Mission Impossible from 1996, and obviously I think that's just more in preparation for the upcoming highly anticipated Dead Reckoning.
Right.
And of course I'm going to be rewatching all of them except for two, because nobody likes two, and there's no reason to watch two. It's boring, and it's a Mission Impossible movie should not be boring, and the second one is boring. But yeah, I rewatched the first one, and look, it's a really good movie. I'm a fan of Brian De Palma's work in general, so it's nice to see his style peek in on a, you know, relatively more traditional studio blockbuster from the era, and you know, Tom Cruise and get up, although he doesn't do a lot of running in this movie. you get the run away from the exploding restaurant, but other than that, not much running. And then it's kind of weird at the end of that movie how you see him on this high speed train, and it's all very heavy on the digital effects.
Yeah.
And comparing that to the more recent outings, or really, I guess, anyone after this one, it's really interesting how fake it looks.
it didn't look that real
to begin with back in 1996, but I think you just put it in contrast to the newer ones, and boy, it really stands out.
Yeah, I did a rewatch around the time that Fallout came out, and I also noticed that part in the first one. I didn't really enjoy it as much, the climax on the train.
And then it's really funny seeing John Voight trying to, you know, pretend to, I don't know, be some sort of action star at the end of this movie, and also the fact that he's 58 at the time that this movie comes out, and now with Dead Reckoning, Tom Cruise himself is 61. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and now he would get on a real train and, you know,
yeah,
do that stuff.
He has, absolutely.
All right, yeah, nice. I have been watching only one action movie since the last episode, and that's a movie called The Dead Collector 2, which nobody has heard of, but
I've heard of it, of course.
Nice.
I haven't seen it, but I know who stars in it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a sequel of The Dead Collector starring Scott Adkins, which I reviewed two episodes ago or so. And yeah, it's a sequel, the same cast more or less. And I enjoyed it. It's, I don't know, if you liked the first one, you'll like this one. And if you don't enjoy straight to VOD action movies, then maybe don't watch it. Have you seen any Scott Adkins movies?
Oh, sure. Oh, my goodness. You're putting me on the spot in terms of his actual movies. I know that there was a, you know, he obviously starred in, or at least appeared in John Wick 4. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He was in a movie from 2021 called One Shot, which was also another, you know, direct-to-video movie, but directed by James Nunn, and it falls under the single take film, and you know there's a lot of seams, of course, that you can see where it's stitched together, but it's an entertaining movie, and I think Scott Adkins is the perfect kind of you know DTV action star to pull off this kind of role. And you know, it's all about it's almost kind of like Extraction, trying to transport a prisoner off of this prison, out of this prison. And of course you have a bunch of outsiders attacking him. So it's very entertaining. I'd recommend it.
Sounds pretty cool. I have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, before John Wick 4, I hadn't seen many movies with him, but now after two Debt Collectors, I'm into it.
Oh yeah,
he's good.
He could do a lot worse.
Yeah. All right. So then let's move on to our topic of the week, which is you. So feel free to talk about your favorite action movies and favorite action movie stars, maybe.
Well, you know, I think a lot of my favorite action movies are pretty similar to what you would have seen on the Slacket. You know, I'm obviously a huge fan of the Mission Impossible movies. I love, you know, the Terminator movies, you know, obviously the first two there. And then I'm actually a bigger defender of the third one than a lot of other people. You know, I'm a fan of Paul Verhoeven. So his, you know, Starship Troopers,
oh, yeah,
and RoboCop are fun. You know, the Indiana Jones movies, and, you know, looking at the Slack, it's a shame that there aren't, it's pretty, US heavy. There are several, you know, Asian films, foreign films on, I should say Asian or non-US films on, the list, but, you know, I had during the pandemic, you know, of course, everybody had a lot of free time. And what I did to fill up my time was kind of fill in my Michelle Yeoh blind spots.
Oh, so yeah. I saw you post all these reviews. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started trying to watch a lot of her early Hong Kong action films. And, you know, that started with Yes, Madam. And it was kind of her first kind of breakout role. Or at least action role, and it's a fantastic action movie, and part of a set of movies called In the Line of Duty, and there's four of them, and she stars in the first two, and they're really really great fight scenes. Because I've been trying, I am personally entertained by things I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of American action films, there's, you start to see a lot of familiarity, you know, a lot of similar styles, a lot of copied styles, and things start to feel repeated. And so when I'm going back to these, you know, Hong Kong or Asian action films, I'm like, man, there's a lot of fighting styles, a lot of camera techniques that I've just never seen before. And of course, Michelle Yeoh, it's amazing how much of a fantastic action star she was. And then, you know, I kind of went off of that into a tangent of Cynthia Rothrock, who she starred with in Yes, Madam. And then Rothrock went into a lot of, similar to Scott Adkins, I guess, of this era, you know, direct-to-video movies mm-hmm. that a lot of people mostly haven't even heard of, and they're most of them aren't even really that good, but they're entertaining if you're in the right mindset, you know. And I know I get poked fun of a lot at the type of movies that I enjoy and the type of movies that I find entertaining, and I find that, like I said, if you're in the right mindset, then you can find a lot of enjoyment out of movies like China O'Brien, for example.
You're right. I have not heard of this.
yeah, exactly. There's a lot of movies you'd be like, I've never heard of these. And they're hard to find. You know, I watched a lot of bad YouTube rips, mm-hmm. you know. I obviously, you know, the whole Gerard Butler thing, you know, it's kind of something that kind of evolved over time in terms of my appreciation of Gerard Butler, because my first real, I guess, movie that I loved him, I loved that featured him, was Geostorm, because I knew it. I'm
really?
A fan.
That was the first one.
I'm a fan of disaster movies to begin with, and I love schlocky disaster movies too. And there's more schlock in that genre than there is in anything else. And I went into that movie just knowing I was going to have a good time, had a beer, and enjoy the hell out of it. And then, you know, it just so happened that Gerard Butler kind of starred in other similar type movies. And, you know, think the Has Fallen trilogy. And I think I've come to appreciate Gerard Butler's willingness to appear in movies like this, and maybe even elevate some material, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think a movie like Greenland, which is also another disaster movie that
I've only seen the trailer,
which is very entertaining and a lot better than it has any right to be. You know, Den of Thieves is a Heat knockoff, if you will, that I actually enjoy more than Heat itself.
Okay.
which is blasphemous to a lot of people.
I guess I need to catch up on his more recent oeuvre. So mm-hmm. the last one I've seen is Gods of Egypt, which I actually like.
Oh, that was entertaining as hell, yeah.
But yeah. I don't know, but I mean, he's good in the movies that I've seen of him. He sure. commits to the role.
Yeah, I think he knows what he's in most of the time.
All right. Yeah. I think it's great that we get to talk about some of these movies, because like there's a huge market for such like B-level action movies, and they're not really represented in the Slacker. Probably because most people, even those who like them, would probably not say that those are the greatest action movies, but like they're an important part of action filmmaking.
Right.
All right. So, should we move on to the results part of the episode?
Let's do it.
All right. So, as I said before, this is the penultimate round, so we only really had two matches that we can discuss, so this will be fast, maybe. And first of all, I can report that we have a record number of voters for this episode. So 33 people gave their vote, which is 3 higher than we had previously. And also, it was very close in the matches for the first time ever in this Slacket, I think, because so far all of the favorites were really dominating most of the time. But now we had two matches that came quite close, and actually those 3 people who voted in the last second today might have made the difference. So I don't know if you want to get conspiratorial about it.
I'm looking at these results and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know.
Yeah. So we had 2 matches. The first one was Die Hard going against Mad Max Fury Road. And in this match, we had our one upset this round. So Die Hard lost against Fury Road 19-14.
Wow. You know, I don't think I said this, but Die Hard is my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, okay.
And I have issues, you know. I have issues.
But is it the best action movie?
Is it the best action movie? Obviously, I'm biased, so yeah. I would think that it is the best action movie I've ever seen, and it does top a lot of lists.
Yes, I mean, we did have it in first ranked in our seating, because even in the ECE, I guess we all agreed that it should be up there, but yeah. On the other hand, Fury Road came in at number 4, so it was all quite close together. But yeah, 19 to 14, relatively close, but not as close as the second match. That was Terminator 2 going against The Matrix, and here the favorite won. So Terminator 2 won with 18 to 15. And apparently at noon today, it was still tied 15 to 15. And then three people came in, maybe traveling back from the future to stop the reign of the machines, huh?
How miraculous. How miraculous.
Or disastrous, again, depending on your predictions.
Yeah, personally, I voted The Matrix. Yeah, I would. Because as great as Terminator 2 is, I don't think it is as action heavy as The Matrix. If that's what we're voting on as a better action movie, I think that The Matrix has far more action front to back than Terminator 2. And Terminator 2, I think the bulk of its action is in the final act.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it does propel it. That final act does propel into one of the best action movies of all time. But I'm not sure it's a better quote unquote action movie than The Matrix.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree on that. So that's why I recommended people vote for The Matrix last episode, but not enough people listened. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I guess Terminator 2 has a lot of fans. And even last episode, Paola said that she would vote for it because she thinks that it's the better action movie. And yeah. Well,
fair.
Yep. So I guess with that, we have a final match now between Mad Max Fury Road and Terminator 2. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about this one?
Well, I, of course, had made the prediction that The Matrix would win, and I also believe that maybe it should win, so I'm kind of sad that it's out now. But now in the final match, having Mad Max Fury Road against Terminator 2, I will be voting for Fury Road because I am. Mm-hmm. I've only seen Terminator 2 the one time.
So, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of missed it growing up, and then I watched it like 10 years ago.
Whoa, boy. I think you have some duty to take care of before.
Yeah, I should probably rewatch it to give it a fair shot. Although, I don't know. I find it hard to imagine that on a rewatch I would come away liking it more than Fury Road, which I have, well, I haven't watched it more recently, but also it has left a much bigger impression on me than Terminator 2.
Mm.
But yeah, we'll see. Okay, before we maybe make our final recommendation, let's quickly, or not so quickly, look at the predictions, because here I guess you still have some explaining to do per Paola's request. So, and we can start with that, because usually we start at the bottom of the predictions, where in last place it's you with 69 points.
I gotta say, I'm rather proud of myself. I guess I last slack it. I did come in first place.
Yeah, you won. Yeah.
Going from first to worst, I'm proud of myself. I think it's a bold move on my part.
Yeah, how does it feel to fall so far?
No. Look, honestly, I anytime I enter this, I expect to be in last place. So it's not that surprising to me, but I think I was going purely based on recency bias in terms of putting RRR so far into my predictions. Everybody who saw it, everybody talking about it on the Slack loves that movie, rightfully so. And I think that tainted my my opinion as I started selecting these things. And I don't know, I tried my best to think, what would the majority vote? And I obviously I did a really bad job.
Yeah, I mean you have Fury Road in your final four and Die Hard as well, so that's like two out of four. And then RRR, that cost you some points. I think even more points were lost on Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in the final four. That did not make it far.
No, it did not make it. I thought that would a lot of more people would have loved that and had to keep it going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no excuses.
I mean, you did have it winning against Terminator 2 in round 2, which that's probably the reason why you lost so many points, because absolutely. Terminator 2 just kept costing you points round after round.
I had Terminator 2 losing to The Incredibles. Oh my goodness. In the very first round. Oh my goodness. Bad decisions were made. Poor decisions were made all around.
Yeah, I mean, I have the theory that the closer you are to the topic of a Slacker, the worse you're going to do in the predictions. So
that's a good theory.
Yeah, I mean, what was the last Slacker? TV couples? Maybe you were just distant enough to predict.
Oh yeah, I hadn't seen nearly probably about 75% of those couples. Yeah,
I think. I don't remember now, but I won only one time, and I think it was also a topic that I didn't really care about, like Christmas songs or something. I don't think we did a Christmas song bracket, but maybe.
We should. We will.
We have this archive which lists all the Slackets, and I could swear that at least three or four of those are made up. All right. Okay, let's move further through the predictions, and I will skip a number of spots. Any interesting ones? Producer Jason, who is not here right now, but he made some notes. So he said we have in the back four out of the five predictions at the bottom have Fury Road winning the Slacker, so they all still have a shot of making up some ground, but I think none of them can really make it all the way close to the podium, so we will not mention all of them. Then let's see, we have in ninth place the Less Chalk, More Rock, who almost made it onto the podium but now is out of the running because that has also Die Hard winning, because we had Die Hard seeded as a top film, and so Chalk is out. Then very notable, in eighth place, we have Sören with gunfights, car chases, proper action, and shit. Sören currently is the highest ranked person who has Mad Max Fury Road winning the Slacket. So if Mad Max should win the final match, Sören will win the predictions.
Wow.
For the first time ever, I believe, because usually he was closer to the bottom. But what a turnaround. And also, maybe I should have mentioned in the 10th place, it's Wolfwood with Pew Pew. He also has Mad Max winning, so he would make up he would get the second place on the podium, should Mad Max win. If Mad Max doesn't win, then any of the people who are I'm going to name now will have a shot of making it to the top. Actually, no, that's not true, because only the first three of those will have a shot at making it to the podium. So sorry, Paul, you're out. Also, Pierre is out. Then, also out, sadly, it's Jason and me, who are now tied in fourth place with 131 points. So we have lost our leading positions.
But wait a minute, I've heard that there are no ties.
As long as I am moderating and Jason is doing quote-unquote real work, I can declare ties whenever I want to.
I'll allow it, thank you.
Thank you. It's settled. So, yes, so Jason and I both got one right, one wrong this round. I think I said last episode that I needed two things to go right. I needed Die Hard to lose, and I needed The Matrix to win. Unfortunately, both of them lost. So, yeah, I only got the Fury Road match right, and Jason got the Terminator 2 match right, and we both no longer have a shot at the title. Then, surprise comeback from behind. In third place, it's Blue Void Alex with the Blue Void Ultimatum. He has 135 points. He has Terminator 2 winning. Then in second position, wow, Paul makes a comeback. She's now Mrs. Rogers, 141 points. Also has Terminator 2 winning. No shot at the title because 1 point ahead of her, it's Gretchen with I Need Your Clothes, Your Boots, and Your Motorcycle, 142 points, also Terminator winning. So, either the podium stays exactly as it is right now with Gretchen, Pau, and Alex, or we have a surprise upset with Fury Road winning and Sören, Wolfwood, and Shock move to the top three. We'll wow. See.
The tension, it's palpable.
Yeah, and now we finally have some movement after five episodes in which nothing has changed. So, yeah, we'll see. And yeah, speaking of the upcoming match, what are your feelings? Who should win? Who will you vote for? What is your final recommendation? I guess the answer to all three questions is the same.
You know, I went on a while about Terminator 2, and I don't think Mad Max has the same problem in terms of its action and set pieces as Terminator 2 does. So I would vote for Mad Max Fury Road as the better action film. Oh my gosh, I just thought, which one is the best film? And I can't even answer that right now. So better action film, Mad Max Fury Road.
All right. I agree. I will also vote for it and think it should win. And yeah, that's it for this episode. Tim, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Do you want to plug your own podcast for people who are intrigued now after listening to you?
Oh my gosh. Episode? They should be running away.
A broad fan base who have never heard of you before.
They should be running away from anything that I do right now after hearing this. I know I posted it in self-promotion every week that we release it. It's the first time watch this podcast, and go to any podcatcher and you can listen to it. But we only have five more episodes to go because we're running away from the show at episode 500. We're leaving it behind, burning bridges.
All right, so if you want to catch up right now, you should probably listen at 5x speed. I don't know. All right. Thanks again. And yeah, talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.